You are now listening to A Report to the Shareholders, a podcast about anything and everything interesting without taking anything too seriously, from Canada to across the world. We are your hosts, Jake Craig and Glenn Hamlin. Here's a quick recap of what to expect on today's episode.
I mean, there could be like weed guy. I'd be weed guy.
Sucks to be you, man.
And I went dog. I looked at him and I was like, hur, hur, hur. It's the one
and only Eagle Double G. It's a lawless subject.
And if you're okay with it and you're a piece of shit, then you're already just a piece of shit and religion ain't gonna change it.
Oh, shit, dog.
We are here with Jake and Glenn. What is going on, Jake, this week? What have you been up to?
Working and gardening.
Gardening
veggies of all sorts.
Okay. All right. So what are you planting?
Garlic, potato, sweet potatoes, marijuana.
Yeah. Did you get your government license for medical purposes?
Yes, I have a permit.
And it's well, how many plants did you give you this year?
What?
How many plants did they give you this year?
18.
18 plants.
Yep.
Jesus. It's more excessive than I think is necessary.
No, you need 18.
Do you?
Yeah. You need as many as you can get.
I guess you kind of need, you kind of ask for what you need to supply yourself for the year, because in Canada, we can't grow year round, right?
Well, but anybody can grow four, but you can just grow four. There's no cap on how big the plants can be. So it's just, you can grow four massive plants, but I don't want to grow four massive plants. So I just.
No, I get that 18. Myself. Absolutely. What I'm saying is that I think 18 is probably reasonable for a year's worth of supply.
The old lady smokes too, so.
Yeah.
Gotta keep the jar full. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So anyways.
And what are you growing otherwise, other than the weed?
Carrots, peas, corn, onions, tomatoes, cucumbers. That's about it.
Literally a spread of everything you would need.
And I got some perennial things in my yard, like raspberries.
Interesting.
I planted two grapevines. Hopefully in 5 years I can make some wine.
Oh.
I started some mushroom logs.
Just got a whole spread of...
Yeah, little homestead that's taking up most of my yard. And it looks like junk, but...
Oh, whatever. Yeah, and I guess I'm
farmer's
growing...
got a farm.
I got... Yeah.
It's an urban farm.
Urban farmer.
Urban farm.
Yeah. Oh, we got one right here. I'm growing tomatoes, cucumbers, jalapenos. I'm growing... what else am I growing? I got radishes.
I got some peppers, too.
Got some peppers?
Yeah, of all sorts.
Jalapenos?
Some Hungarian, whatever, hot ones.
Yeah.
Like banana pepper style.
Yeah.
Jalapenos and the green boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some radishes going, too. I like me some radishes. I
kind of forgot about radishes, honestly.
Yeah.
They're good.
I was talking with my neighbor.
And beets.
And we're going to maybe do like a little behind the neighborhood. Beside the farmland that's farmable. So the farms, like obviously their acre or whatever's there. That's literally like a postage stamp plot. Like, you know.
Are you going to get permission for this or just
Gorilla
grow?
Gorilla grow. What are they going to say?
Take your shit off my property.
It could even be city property.
Well, then you'll have to go to a city council meeting and get permission.
Okay, well, let's listen. So if he has a problem with that.
The bylaws will get you.
I will literally have an issue with him, seriously. Because, honestly, I'm talking about, like, against the fence where the weeds grow. We're going to mow down the weeds where he doesn't, like, you know, say, like, where the tractor doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So it's probably, like, 10 feet. So take up, like, 6 feet of that area.
And you're going to make a garden?
A little, like, a communal garden, yeah.
Nice. Where do you get the water?
Just... from the neighbor, I guess, suppose so. Maybe throw him $20 for the year.
Throw him $20 for the water.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of water, a lot of time, a lot of work.
We'll see. But like communally, we can.
Communally.
The work will be.
Theoretically, if everybody gets off their ass and does a little bit.
Yep. It's just where you get the water from. So the neighbor that gives the water, then I guess I can give him $20.
And this is where my theory fits in, that everybody should just grow one thing and trade and prep it.
More of like a, yeah.
Can it all. Like one person's like the canned tomato dude. He just grows a shitload of cherry tomatoes. But like you have to depend on these other people.
Am I allowed to be the
there's pepper guy? There's
To be the pickled jalapeno pepper guy?
Yeah, dude. There's olive guy, or not olive, onion guy. There's like, I mean, even there could be like weed guy. I'd be weed guy.
Yeah, I would.
But that's a lot of weed to supply everybody.
I do the pickled jalapenos.
But not everybody smokes like I do, so maybe it could work.
Man.
Tomatoes? Berries?
Yeah. And then other than that, I get a, you know, it's controversial between Jake and I, but I have a lot of grass. I personally believe that a nice stand of grass is good for the environment.
It's useless.
I don't see it.
It's useless.
It's a plant, and it grows. And it consumes CO2, and it produces oxygen, and it looks nice. And my kids can play soccer in it. They can't play soccer in a tomato plant.
Yeah, but they can grow food and be human.
Well, that's what I'm showing them with
human. But
I'm showing that
Then go play on the road.
That's okay.
Farmer's field. I don't know.
I know we got a park close and stuff too. I know.
Yeah,
but. Also,
the garden's not for playing.
Mental health wise, I enjoy a nice stand of grass, and then I get to go out and mow it.
I like my feet in the dirt, man. I'm like a bohemian running around.
But I guess that's why I moved to near the lake, right? I moved to, you know, I would say this 100 times. I moved to the shores of Lake Huron so that I could.
That still doesn't
dig my toes in the sand. That still doesn't change the fact you
have a big patch of grass. It could be a large garden.
Yeah,
a greenhouse. I'm just saying everybody's complaining about groceries and like myself, like peppers, man, it's like $3 a pepper and like you could just plant them and they grow.
You're right. You're right. I think if you had a greenhouse, that would be ideal.
I think a society as a whole should put more thought into growing food.
Sure. Yeah. And if you dialed that back a little bit, the least you could do where we live, you could have, you know, a little garden. And then, you know, you're learning how to grow, you know.
The trick is, though, food preservation.
Yeah, canning is a task.
Freeze really. Drying, dehydrating, things like that.
Yeah.
So, anywho, what do we got next? Elon.
No, I was just going to say.
I'm sorry.
You're always about that. It's all good. You know, I'll let you go first, and then you're on to the next thing. It's all good. Sorry. Mr. ADD. Go on. No worries. I got it, too, so we're here. It's been a work week this week, but off now and going to Detroit tomorrow, going to a ball game. Gonna head down there to watch the Padres play the Tigers.
Better get in there before the bridge closes.
That's right. Why?
What?
Just because it's so busy?
What? They're closing a bridge.
Oh,
the Blue Water Bridge.
Like tomorrow?
No, July 5th.
Oh, well, I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. But that's going to end soon. So for like 5 months.
It'd be extra busy.
They're closing a bridge. No, they're closing one. And it's going to be both ways of traffic on one bridge.
Like when we grew up.
And the guy. Yeah, but. Yeah, I guess. But we didn't have like the. I feel like there wasn't as much traffic.
There was not as much traffic back then. Absolutely not.
Because we need more transport trucks to transport food because people don't grow gardens.
That's fair. Ah, nice.
It all connects, man. It all connects.
It does, really.
One little garden
is
one little garden, but if you have 100 little gardens, that's a big garden.
I would... like
a transport truck that we don't need on the road.
And they don't need to produce CO2, and the garden that you're growing is also carbon neutral for your property.
Yeah.
Did you see this? So, actually, on a side note of that, I'll get back to the Tigers, but I guess in the States they introduced a carbon neutral tax credit for corporations, essentially, because the amount of carbon neutral, like basically the land that you own that needs to eat up this carbon is like you need to own like
a lot.
Yeah, maybe like 50 acres or something like that of trees. Like you need to have like thousands of trees on this property. Exactly. So is that kind of not crazy? So corporations are allowed to write off carbon neutrality, but we're not allowed to. So we're just going to get taxed for carbon. And then the rich people who can buy trees out in
BC
are going to...
They're just getting a tax bracket off.
They're getting a tax credit. So they can just buy... basically unusable land that trees can grow on
And write it off.
And write it off.
And save money.
And here's us.
Yeah.
Just suck it. Just you know, to grow you know, vegetable garden. Yeah. Oh, you got to drive to work? Sorry. No, yeah. No problem. You know, just deal with it. Yeah, it's basically just...
A message from the government of Canada.
No problem, man. No problem at all.
You shut up and pay more taxes. I got taxed the other day on my paycheck. 51%.
Wow.
Yeah. Over half.
Yeah.
I don't even get half my check.
That's crazy. That's too much. We're getting dogged. There's got to be a line, and I feel like we've crossed it.
Yeah. They tried to rebel, though, and...
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, take
They drove to Ottawa and honked a lot of horns. And
that's all they got out of it, right?
Partied and waved.
Yeah.
The flag.
So, yeah, Detroit Tigers game. Going down there with the kids and family.
Back to the Tigers.
Back to the Tigers.
Taking all the kids.
Back to the Tigers.
That's a busy day.
Yeah. Funny story about being a Leafs and Tigers fan. Are you
ripping the minivan there?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Got the TV in the back.
Yeah. No. Whoa. God, no.
You got the iPads.
Yeah. No, first off, I'm not a big fan of like things that'll go wrong in a vehicle.
It's a TV.
Okay. So is a sliding door. So is an opening.
So what? You don't get a sliding door? What, you got a bolt-on door?
Come on. Like the automatic shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You didn't get it automatic?
No.
Oh, dude.
Do my arms not work? My arms don't work.
You're
going
to get a minivan.
My arms don't work.
No, but you can hit the button and it's easy for the kids.
Yeah, but also, I'm not a lazy fuck.
I'm a big fan of a souped-up minivan. Like, if you're going to get it, it's decked.
Okay. Listen, I'm not that incapable of stepping out of my van and opening a door.
You're more of a mechanical guy.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just did a little tune-up on it. I did a little transmission change.
So she's running, purring like a kitten.
She's purring like a kitten.
She's ready to go.
Yeah,
she's just itching to get to that baseball.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as...
You got the park assist?
Well, actually, funny enough, so we were looking through cars.
Oh, let me guess. You can look in your mirrors, and you don't got to be lazy to use park assist. I know how to use mirrors.
Not quite so. But close. My opinion is yes. Shane Lee's opinion for getting a new vehicle or the new van that we got, which was used. Don't believe in buying brand new vehicles because I've done it and you drive it off the lot.
Oh, that's great. You drive it off the lot and lose 30 grand.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So that's not my...
it's actually awesome.
It's not my bag, baby. But
it smells like new car for like a month.
I'm going to say that it's a nice thing that people should experience, but it's not something you should do for the rest of your life. That's all.
It's a horrible investment.
Absolutely. So, no, I said, so we're looking at vans, and I wanted a good deal with good mileage, and we landed on this van, and I said, don't get hung up on the backup camera because that's something that I can do myself. So all you have to do is basically put
Yeah, you can buy your own.
Exactly. So yeah. I put my own like Apple Play Kenwood receiver in and then ran my own cables to the back to put a camera in. And then I just tied into the, I was running that cable to the camera. I ran another cable from the receiver to the rear brake light. And then as soon as the rear brake light gets a voltage signal, snap, it gives you a, it knows that it's reversing so that it can give you the reverse camera video.
That ain't bad.
No, it's not
like
at all.
You did like a DIY.
DIY, yeah, man. DIY I'm job. All about that, man. I'll save money.
You're very DIY.
Yeah. There's a lot of resource out there, and you know, I just don't like to get...
You just can't be like a DIY hack, like where it's some...
No.
Like, oh, no, this is DIY, I did so it myself, and then it like falls apart in 5 minutes.
Know your limits.
Yeah.
Right? Like a roof, not going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, not going to do a roof.
See, I would hit a roof, but I wouldn't do like electrical, whereas you would do electrical.
Exactly.
And I'm like, nope.
Yeah. I'd do drywall. I'd do flooring.
I'll slave on a hot roof and
get
asphalt all over me. And
thing is are you going to do it right though? No. That's the one thing that like,
it's a roof.
Water management is nothing to play with.
It's a roof. Dave Craig does roofs.
See, so you guys have done roofs.
Well, I have I've roofed before.
Or like you know what I mean? Like you said, Dave will do a roof. Like you guys,
there's a way to, it's just like putting a wall up in your house. There's a way
I'm
to
I'm just
do it
not comfortable doing it. I've never done it. I could watch a YouTube video, but like One, I'm not a big fan of, like, uncontrolled heights. So, like, you could fall off.
Yeah.
That bugs me.
I like roaming around like a monkey.
There you go. Right? So we know our limits.
Yeah.
And we play within it.
Different strokes, different folks.
Yeah. So, no, we're going down to Detroit. We're going to watch the Padres play the Tigers and have a, like, getting a little night with the kids.
You going to get a foot long?
Good afternoon. Yeah,
foot longs. Get your foot longs.
Yeah, I'll be judging. No, they got blue down there at the park. I hope so. Still, the bat's blue.
Oh, nice.
My favorite beer.
Have yourself a blue.
A couple blue. Two or three, eh?
Nice. For $20 a piece.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, eh?
With the exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to say that American beers aren't good.
No, hey, it's an outing.
It ain't no blue.
Comes with the territory.
Yeah, it comes with the territory. The nice thing is I've already bought the tickets well in advance, paid off. I forgot about this outing. So Shannon's like, I was like, I'm going to do a brisket on Saturday. I want to smoke a brisket on Saturday. She's just going to get the baseball game. I'm like,
dude,
shit.
Do you remember your bachelor party? Well, of course you do. No, remember the baseball game?
I don't remember the beginning of it in between the patio and waking up the next day. But yes, I remember the baseball game.
So, dude, I can't do a full baseball game myself. So I found myself walking around and just looking at like all the food and like getting the food. Like the food was like a thing for me. I was like, wow, this is sick. Like every little section has like an own little feature.
It's actually, you're right. And it's funny because parks are like that.
And they're all like ridiculous shit, like taco pierogies.
But I remember like, you. I do remember you coming back with like this like giant slushy that was like half melted. Yeah. Like you've been gone for an hour.
Oh yeah.
It was half melted. You're like, do you know they have all this?
Yeah.
And that? And I was like, man, I'm so fucking hot. And you're like, man, they have this spray station. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, they had like a mister.
It was when was that? It was like in June. It was too hot for Chicago, like realistically.
It might have been later than June. It was hot.
No, because my wedding was in July, like July 2nd. Right. So yeah, was early, it was mid June. And I remember you saying, dude, they have they have this spray station.
Yeah.
So we go down to the spray station, right? And it is literally like a cattle. It was like cattle, you know, those
like a cattle.
The fencing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like you just had to walk through like cattle. Yeah. I was like, oh one my God, man, this is.
It was awesome, though.
It was awesome, man. Because
prior
it was
to getting all those snacks, I fell asleep in my seat in the sun.
Oh my God. Because
I think we got drunk before we went there.
Man, and we started.
I woke up with a sunburn. I'm like, okay, I need to get up. I can't watch. It's like the fourth inning. I'm like, oh my God.
Short story. Baseball games are long. We had to catch the train from Port Huron. So we drove over, it was like 5 or 6 a.m. to catch the train. I think it was like 6 or 7 in Port Huron. And we took the train and we had cases of beer and I was already drinking like Bailey's, just, you know, starting it up. Bailey's, yeah, and coffee.
Get her going.
And then, we had this like the back end of the train and there was no seats for like, maybe like a eighth of a car at the back. And we had this like whole party going, and like how many times did they tell us that they were going to drop us off at the next stop, like every single stop?
Oh, because you were being rambunctious.
Yeah, but like drunk. Everybody loved us.
Supposed to drink on the train,
but everybody
supposed to be like incognito about it.
Everybody loved us,
but I'm sure you guys weren't incognito.
No, I'm bold as fucking.
Yeah, you guys got a Sharpie. To the hotel, and it was like
I'm pretty much permanent, like a Sharpie.
Animals.
Yeah, I'm permanent as a Sharpie.
I had to check us in.
Oh my God, man, I felt so bad after.
Oh, I couldn't deal with it.
I know, I agree. And then anyways, probably 12 beers or so on the way. We get out of there. We get to our hotel. We get to this nice patio. It's like 90 degrees out. Like 30 degrees Celsius, and we're drinking out there, and then that's it. That's all I remember.
Gone.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and then I remember waking up, and I've never had a hangover like that before.
We went to the strippers without you.
Yeah, I know. There's a whole video of where is Glenn? Where is Glenn?
Because we had a party bus, and we're on your bachelor trip, and you're not even there.
I guess you guys were punching me in the ass so hard that my ass was just quivering.
Yeah, you probably got abused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I woke up with like a doll, like a blow up doll, and the worst hangover I've ever had at like 4 a.m. And I rolled over and you were sleeping on the floor on your Peloton case as a pillow.
Yeah.
And Pilon was in the bed and I was like, dude, so I was like, what the fuck happened last night?
I don't even remember where I slept.
I was like, first off, Jake, why are you not in the bed? And you're like, I don't know, man. And Justin's like, man, you were so drunk that you couldn't come out last night. And I was like, yeah, because I don't remember anything. So that makes sense. And then, yeah, I puked a whole bunch. And then basically ended up at the Chicago game. And, oh, my God, remember? Do you remember the, were you in the Uber or the cab with me? And me and Lou? And that girl was trying to direct traffic?
No.
And she was getting mad at it. Oh, I think it might have been Sean and Lou.
Yeah,
anyways,
separate cars to the
moment. Yeah, so that's a story for another time. But so we get in there, and it took me about like fucking like another 12 beers just to unhang over. So finally, when I got to the cattle prod or cattle spray area, I felt a little
cattle
better.
Prod
pretty well, man. That's zapping, what I felt like. Yeah,
zapping you with a stick.
Just give me like get like 120 cc's of fucking wake me up, please.
Yeah, that's why you should have went to Vegas, because you could have went to an oxygen bar.
But yeah, it
was
all good. But
no, Chicago was sick.
It was pizza. More of like a an amazing place to go for a reasonable
pizza.
Price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember asking. That's the only thing I remember was asking for the deepest dish. I wanted the deepest dish. The cab driver's looking at me. I'm like, just give me the deepest dish. And he just drops. So
the pizza there is wicked, though.
Oh, my God.
Eat, like, two slices and you're full.
Man, I need to go back just for the pizza, let alone the hot dogs, the glizzies, let alone
Chicago's just a sweet place in general.
It is. And we went to White Sox game. It wasn't Wrigley. I want to see, well, not that there was any problem. Right. That was awesome. Yeah, I had a great time because I like White Sox are in the Tigers division. So it was awesome. But I want to see Wrigley Field just as a baseball fan, just to check it out. They got the vine, the ivy at the back there on the back wall. It's a really, really old field.
Oh,
a lot
nice.
Of history there. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, I guess we kind of went on a little story tangent there.
That's all right. Tied in with
fine.
The baseball.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Craig. I think you got something for us. What is Elon doing?
Oh, what is Elon doing? Yeah. Elon's not doing much. He's chilling.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
not
that's fair.
Too much in the news. He's building spaceships still, and cars and batteries. And
I guess I brought this up between us earlier. He was
nothing outstanding.
He's buying. I got a little theory here, and it's kind of interesting. So, why would you buy Twitter? What, like, let's look outside of the box on why he would buy Twitter.
Why?
But let's think about it for a second, right? Like, what services that purpose? What purpose does that serve him? Sorry.
And he's messing it up kind of too, because he's like the stocks have went down.
But like, what's Tesla's stock doing?
People are quitting.
Is Twitter his main source of income?
No, that's just like,
is he rich off of Twitter, or is it more of like a side project
going on? That's a side project.
Well, he's shit canning Twitter, and
that's
fine.
Just like, I have this amount of money and I'm like the first or second or third richest person in the world, and I'm just gonna, like, that's just him being bored, you know what I mean? That's just like, okay, I got this idea.
No, I agree. And what I'm thinking is that, so I seen this and it makes sense to me thinking about it. So he is probably going to get into AI, right? Like, let's be serious. Okay.
He isn't AI. He's doing the chips. Like,
we talked about that last
essentially
episode.
AI, because it's going to link you to your phone, and your phone has all the information. So you're essentially going to have everything in that little chip.
So unregulated, unfiltered database.
Right.
What would that be?
Well, and how old's Twitter?
What would be an unregulated, unfiltered human database now?
Well, Twitter, yeah, because he unfiltered it.
So?
Yeah.
If he has years of data from us tweeting, conversing.
Well, and he'd have all the archives too, right? Like,
absolutely.
Everything, all the history.
So I'm thinking that maybe this is just like a way for him to have like more of a database for him to get into his AI kind of thing. Honestly,
right.
To me,
I feel like it's more honest than Facebook. Facebook's like a lot more like people arguing. Like, Twitter's kind of like news.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Facebook has news, but I just find there's a lot of idiots on
and
Facebook.
And I guess that kind of gets into like our,
and I'm not a huge Twitter guy, but
like the TikTok thing we might talk about later, like as far as the other subject. But
yeah,
TikTok is just, I feel like it's like Chinese propaganda, and like it's just really hurting us as far as that's concerned. Yeah. I guess I don't really have much more on that theory. Just let's kind of keep our eyes open and look and see what what Elon's doing on the Twitter side. Yeah.
He's laying low right now.
Yeah.
He's planning something.
Ain't too much going on.
We're going to have a breaking headline here soon.
Yeah. Other than, I guess, his population collapse idea that the biggest threat to humanity now is population collapse.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No?
People are fucking...
Yeah, I guess, I suppose, but like...
Humans are like exponential.
If you look into like actual population waves.
But really, yeah, like say every two people have one kid, isn't that like... And then the parents die off. So there's, for those two people, there was one.
Well, but
like back in the day, people had like 13 kid families and stuff.
What you can do is look at like how different species kind of, like in the population of like deer or the population of Easter Island.
Because we are just essentially like rodents. We're just really smart.
So Easter Island overpopulated itself, right?
Yeah.
And then for the resources that were available on the island, it was exponential. And then collapse. Right. So it's not unfounded.
Right.
He has an actual real concern. Like
theory behind it. Yeah,
absolutely. It's I would say that that's founded, not unfounded.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of people. I don't know if it's a bad thing.
Like, no.
We need to chill.
And then we're so spread across the globe, too, that, like, what about Australia or something, right? Like, maybe the humans would just survive population collapse there, or South America. Or
yeah, like they would inhabit one spot, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe but the icebergs are going to melt.
It could be a threat, right?
And like, we're going to be like water world.
And then I also seen something, too, that like...
You got, you know, a jet ski? You I'll just survive water world?
I'll get into that another time. Yeah, no. It's more about the Roman... it's more about generational work ethic, actually.
Yeah.
And how, like, generations go by and how we get lazier and lazier. And then eventually,
but like the smarter get smarter, but the dumber get dumber.
So I'm kind of like that. I kind of agree with that. How I don't think that's quite applicable to how we are now, like more of like a mod, like it.
No, as long as our, dude, there's some people in university doing crazy things, like insane things. And how can you tell me that intelligence is declining?
That, man, our intelligence is,
and we're coming out with more and more and more technology, yeah. Right? So like, yeah. I mean, we can't be getting dumber in a sense.
Yeah, maybe,
but we are.
Maybe the government wants that, though.
But it's just the dumber getting dumber, and the
there's only one way smarter. To. There's only so.
Just like money.
Like Nikola Tesla basically said that we're going to have access to everything in our pocket. So he didn't know what it would be, but he knew that we would have something that would give us access to all information in the world with his like theory and invention. And basically, what was going to happen is what we have today, our cell phones. And if we get too smart for and wake up enough for the government, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel bad because I'm too dumb to even navigate my way around without a GPS. I'm part of the problem.
I get that part, but like what I'm saying is like, it just, you get this like TikTok where people are like, maybe they're muddying the waters, man.
Oh yeah, with the Chinese.
I would not think that would be.
It's a Chinese owned platform.
Absolutely.
And yeah, apparently yeah. They have a lot smarter stuff going on their platform than ours.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jake, if you don't mind, I'd like to roll into a brass tacks. Let's get down to brass tacks, Jake.
You go first. What's bugging you?
All right. For me, golf course etiquette. Get it.
We're in golf season.
It is golf season appropriate for us, yes. So for me, I get golf etiquette, but as far as cart versus, walking heroes, and I'll do both. It's no skin off my back, to do either or.
Nope, get in the cart.
Yeah, well, if you want a quick round and, I got off a night shift and I'm not into walking, or, I'm just feeling like getting some exercise.
Yeah, I guess if you got time, you can.
I'll go walk around, man. Yeah. It's cool, man. I got both, and that's fine by me. But so me and my buddy are golfing, right? So we're this is a little bit of an old story, but it kind of relates into my thought on golf etiquette that I had experienced. this year. So I'm the course called Greenwood here in Sarnia, and we get down to the 13th hole, and I'm a member there, so I've been golfing there for a while, a couple years anyways. My buddy's in the cart with me there, and we get down to the 12th hole, and we're right up on these guys. They're kind of taking their time, and that's fine. I appreciate that, man. You got four guys, and we're two guys in a cart. That's usually what you do is you say, hey, you got four guys in the cart. Let's let those guys pass through.
Say, right? Hey there, bud.
Yeah, you say,
How's she going,
let those guys pass through, man. That's not a hard thing to get over.
Nice day for hay, eh?
But they were ready and waiting for an argument. I know it. So I get to the...
Or maybe you were just ready to provoke one.
Maybe so, but like, you know me. You know, I'm always waiting and ready to say, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, you like calling people out.
Yeah. So we get down, done the 12th hole, and we go up to the 13th hole, and they're teeing off. I'm like, all right, whatever, right? So I'm like, okay. So these guys are obviously on it right here, and they want it. I see a challenge. So they get up to the green, and I know I cannot drive the green. Like, I've played this course 100 times, and I've never drove the green. And, like, for a big boy, I don't drive that far. So it's probably, like, maybe, like, a 300-yard course, but I drive, like, 280 max. So I drive one up there, and I hit a smacker, and it's right up on the green, like, right close to the green. So it's a chip up, right? And then I drive up there, and these guys are kind of looking at me, right? And I chip and putt quick, and I'm like, well, let's just grab our balls, and we'll head over. I think we chipped, and I was like, let's just get ahead of these guys because I'm not into this, like, confrontation with these guys right now, right? Like, let's get ahead and get a round done. Four guys. I'm not waiting behind these four guys walking. So I get up to the 14th hole, and I'm like, hey, do you guys mind if we play through? And this guy looks at me, and he goes, yeah, I know what you guys are all about. I know what you're all about. You guys are just here to rush through rounds, and you guys just do what you get. And I'm like, excuse me. Listen, I'm just trying to play with two guys in a cart. You should realize that. You should look around and say, four guys walking is a lot slower than two guys in a frigging cart, man.
Common sense.
I would say so, but not for him. So what did they do? The four guys are like peanut gallery behind us, like arms crossed, watching us fucking drive. And I'm like, okay, so, and I'm like a man for what do you call it? Under pressure?
On the spot. Yeah.
Under pressure on the spot. So I crush a drive out there, right? Like just monster. And it's a perfect dog leg to the right. And I fade it right down the pipe. And then my buddy, he duffs one. And I feel bad, right? So what these guys do is they start walking as soon as we tee off. Like terrible golf etiquette at that point, right? Like, okay, you had your point. Yeah, we rushed through our round. Good. Cool. Right on, man. Like, you're the man. So they start walking, and I'm like, fucking guy, man. Like, just give us a second, right? So we get in the cart, and I drive by him, and I go, listen, buddy. I stop the cart, and I look right at him in the eyes, and I go, you couldn't even break that fucking crust off with a chisel, could you, buddy? And then I fucking stomp on the gas, and as we're driving by, he goes,
skirts off.
Yeah. Fuck! Yeah! I was like, just screaming, man. I swear to God, if he had a wife that he beat her that night, man.
He ruined his day.
Yeah, so then, and then we go on the turn, like, so the par three comes back across, and they're all staring at us on the green, and I hit one right beside the pin. My buddy's like, how can you do that, man? I'm like, man, I'm just a man under pressure, man. That guy, my adrenaline was pumping, and I wanted it. You know what I mean?
If you're running the Glenn on the golf course, let him play through. If he's got a cart and you're walking,
how about let's just be humans to each other, man.
Well, it makes sense. I'm not disagreeing with you.
No. Yeah. And you might run into a Glenn. You might run into a Glenn.
I got hit with a ball once at John Daly's golf course in Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Really?
Out of nowhere.
Oh, man, right, actually. So
not even a four.
So you know Greenwood, how that doesn't really have like parking lines there, like, yeah, before. So it was just kind of like wherever you park. So I parked up on this, and it was after a night shift, and I'm like racing in to get to a round, and I can't find a parking spot for the life of me. And I'm not parking where people duff. I got a brand new truck. I'm not parking it where people land fucking duffs into my windshield. I just got this truck. So I roll up and it's on the far right side, and I kind of made my own parking spot, but it wasn't interfering with anybody. It wasn't a problem. It was just a little extended from like a normal row of parking.
Right.
So this old guy comes out and he makes it a problem. So he comes up to me and he's like, "You can't park there." And it, and I went dog, man. I went dog. I looked at him and I was like, I looked at him and I was like, "Today ain't the fucking day, buddy. Today ain't the fucking day. You better turn around right now." And he just backed right off and looked at me like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, man. I was like, "No, no, move on right now."
Not today.
Yeah, move on. No. Yeah, and he did, man. I props to him, man, because it could have went really sideways for him and me too, man. Probably
he just chose.
You know, legally it would have went really bad for me, but I was just like,
so he just turned around and left.
Yeah, man. He's just like, he realized. I was like, yeah, no, yeah. I was like, no, not today, man. Move on. I was like, this ain't the day. You don't want it. Move on.
You didn't really bully him, but you just like gave him, yeah.
I was like shutting it down right away. I was like, I got a tea time to make, and this ain't a problem, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Are you hurting anybody?
I looked around and I observed. I didn't block parking spaces. I didn't block entrances. I just kind of like parked beside somewhere where there's not even any realistic parking lines in the spot, anyways.
Well, that's how people.
You're gonna tell me I can't park there?
That's how people need to live. Like, are you hurting anybody or fucking up anybody else's day by doing what you're doing?
Just a male Karen.
No.
Well, yeah. Then just it's a fine. Male Karen, dude.
It's fine.
Just a male Karen.
Not a Chad. Like a
Steve? No, I don't want to say Steve, but
no, like a
Richard?
A Kyle.
No, not even Richard. I like Richards.
I don't know.
Something. We got to think of something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen, like
Carl. No, Carl's cool too.
Yeah, usually Carl's chill.
Yeah.
Like an old guy.
Yeah.
With a mustache.
Yeah.
Curly hair.
Yeah. And no problems.
Carl.
He's just grilling burgers.
Curly,
you know?
Carl.
Do you want to come over for a cheeseburger and a beer?
Yeah. Carl will invite you over.
Yeah. Anyways, male Karen is good enough for now. Yeah. Tough one, man. It was the golf course. The green one was just a lot of interaction, I think, man. There's a lot of good people there, but then I had a lot of interaction, too.
A lot of disputes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of golfing disputes.
Yeah, man. So that's brass tacks for me, man. Listen, golfing is a sport for everyone, and I worked all week.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Let's just
old ladies, young kids. Everybody. Yeah.
Let's just, you know, get along, you know?
Yeah. I need to get out golfing.
Let's not be on the prowl, the fucking give people a hard time.
All right.
All right.
Dang. I don't think I got as long as a rant as you do.
I know that was a long story. I didn't really expect that.
Hey, man.
Today.
Sometimes you
it was just one that was building up in my mental health.
Yeah, you got it out now.
Yeah, it's gone.
It's like therapy here.
Yeah, it's in the cloud.
Okay, so I just hate people on, I dislike them. People on e-bikes, and I don't know if everybody knows, well, I'm sure everybody knows what an e-bike is. It's an electronic bike, and they started out with, like, small batteries, you know, like a, like.
Yep.
They've progressed.
They've edged real hard on to the point where I can't even tell the difference.
Dude, they look like Kawasaki Ninjas now.
Yes, sir.
And the brand is Emo. It's like E-M-M-O. Dude, they look like crotch rockets. Mm-hmm. They have a little bogus set of pedals on the back that I'd love to see someone. I've never seen someone pedaling.
So like, that's a good point. Like,
battery ran out.
So I've never even looked at it, like, to see if that was like
physically doable.
Yes. No. Like wouldn't. I just kind of looked at it, and I don't even think I recognized that there was pedals on it.
And I've seen people pushing them. Like rather than pedal, like
you would think you'd pedal it if it was
pedalable. The pedals
are
like in the back. Like if you need to pedal that, like your feet are like back.
Are they even like mechanically attached? That's the question we
have. Yeah, they're just on there. Yeah. They're just welded solid.
Decor.
Yeah. So anyways, these people, they can just go over and like, you know, on a bike, like you're supposed to ride on the road here, but you know, and like people ride on the sidewalk and kind of, it's like an exception because some people are like, hey, the road's crazy. But these e-bikers, they're on the road. They're on the sidewalk. They're on the grass. They're on the sand dunes.
Uncontrolled.
They're everywhere.
Uncontrolled.
And I'm thinking about just joining the chaos.
You just want one for what? What purpose, though? That's what I want
to
know.
To go to the beach? Like,
do whatever you want. Like, and it's electric. It's a lawless land.
Dude, they're fast, too. They're like going like 50K down the road. Like,
it's a lawless land in the e-bike world.
It's a lawless subject, dude. And like, I'm surprised they haven't slapped a bylaw on it. I can't even have a backyard chicken, but these guys can just tear up the neighborhood. It's crazy.
Yeah, no shit.
E-bike owners, you're nuts.
And I'm like, I got to drive by you. Like, say it's like an 80K, and they're going 50. And I, like, well, that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Dude, they can probably fucking go 80. They're fast, man. Like, these things some are cross rockets.
Some of them aren't, though. And you got to get around them. And yeah, I got to go into traffic.
The old OG.
I got to veer out into traffic.
Right.
Like, you're a hazard.
Right.
At this point, right? It's unlicensed. There's no license plate on it.
You know who I think needs one of these? Pilon. Justin Pilon. Yes. The man without a license.
Yeah, we got to get him on
this
here.
This is his loophole.
How do you live?
This is his like loophole. This. Yeah, he's going to be a guest one day.
You know, I realized at 16 that I needed a license. Like, I needed it.
Like, his slogan is like, the living's easy. Like, he's just like, chill.
Yeah, no kid.
I don't need to drive.
Nothing. Oh. Yeah. Oh, it is a hazard, man. I ain't into it.
Yeah, e-bikes, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fuck yeah.
But like I said, I might join them. Can't right. beat them. Join them.
Can't beat them. Join them.
Yeah.
On top of that, Jake, maybe just to move on here, I'm thinking, have you seen like the haze around town from the wildfires, man?
No, I've been on night shift, so I haven't really seen much of daylight, but I've been coughing a little bit.
Well, funny enough.
And I didn't know what I thought I'd get like a cold or something.
You say that. So yeah. I was working shift too, and it was my first day or second day, and the wind had shifted out of the north, and so it'd probably be the second day. And I got into work in the morning, and so it's dark, and then I hadn't been outside till 5 p.m., and then I get outside, and it looked like there was a giant fog around. So initially, I'm, like, confused. I'm like, why is there a fog? I'm like, it's not humid out, because right? If it's humid, like, yeah. you maybe expect a little bit of haze.
Yeah.
Smog. And then it kind of clues in. I'm like, fuck, these wildfires, man. They're already, like, all the way down here.
Yeah.
It's wind. Well, absolutely, right? That makes sense to me.
It did blow my mind kind of how far away they are in there.
Yeah, and then I have a godmother, an aunt godmother in Kingston, and she was posted on Facebook that she could smell them there.
Yeah.
So, like, she can smell the fire in Kingston.
And the moon was all weird looking.
Hazy, and the sun was too, actually, when it was setting. Yeah, it was like you could look at it, and it was like I've never seen that other than overcast.
Yeah, it was, like, blocked out a little bit.
It's kind of like it's really bizarre for us because, to me, really –
So who set the fires, Glenn? Because TikTok, there's some conspiracy theorists on TikTok saying.
Dude, this is really bugging me, man.
That the government is setting these fires.
It's irking me so bad. So, like, okay.
Hold on. Do you believe they're burning down the chicken farms and stuff, too?
Okay. Listen.
Totally different?
Do we see videos of people burning chicken farms?
No, but it's weirdly coincidental.
Okay, so... Where are the chicken farms?
You can't hit me with sources right now.
That's fine. I understand that part, but listen.
But quite a bit of food plants and stuff burning down.
I understand the...
there was one near here, the turkey farm.
That burnt down?
Yeah.
Just a turkey farm burnt down?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so I won't even speak to that.
Anyways,
let's look into that.
Back to the fires.
Let's look into that.
Yeah, that could be a next.
That's strange. Yeah. And it also is like you see the videos of like the egg shortages and stuff and like people dumping eggs into a giant pit.
Yeah, we need to.
Where did the chickens go?
And milk too.
Why? Oh, there's literally videos. a milk cabal in Ontario or Canada.
Well, there's videos of them dumping the milk.
Absolutely. And, like, it's crazy. Literally to adjust pricing, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But no.
And then there's people drinking raw milk. They're like,
so this is where it gets, I feel like it gets muddied.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost like the government trying to muddy the waters, man, or somebody.
It's
I don't know who created
shortage,
but like, okay, this shouldn't be a fucking conspiracy. Let's focus on Pizzagate. You know what I mean? Like, let's focus on real like possibilities.
Right.
So, as far as I'm concerned, there's a science behind forest fires, wildfires, call it both. if you look at the weather that's been through northern Ontario and Canada and northern Quebec,
yep,
it's been very arid. We haven't had much rain for a long time. And you can speak to that for California too, right? Like the droughts. So the same thing happened down there within the last few years, and Alberta as well. It's really the perfect storm. So what happens is we have months of a lack of rain. And what happens is a thunderstorm will roll through. And how long does it take for a thunderstorm to roll through a province?
I don't know. It goes pretty fast, I think.
12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right. So then what happens is the lightning starts a fire. But the ground is so dry with the canopy and the underbrush. And this, I'll speak onto the underbrush in a minute here. What happens is the lightning will start a fire, a small fire, right? And if the conditions are perfect, like there's not enough rain afterwards, we'll say,
right,
which is what happened.
Right.
So you get a whole bunch of fire started from lightning over a whole little period here within a day. And yep. Then perfect conditions happen too.
Yeah, because the heat creates the lightning.
Yeah, no more rain.
Right.
And then the wind shifted out of the north and blew straight down and stoked all these fires at once.
Right.
It's like, science. How much more obvious is that to you? And then you see videos of people like, oh, there's helicopters like flame throwing. Like, do you understand what a fire break is? Or do you just spout out about dumb shit?
A flame throwing helicopter?
Yes.
This is what they're saying.
Well, no, you can see it online. A helicopter rolls through and it starts fires.
Oh.
It's called a fire break. You're control burning areas.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're burning like a
to the average person though, I mean.
It would look stupid, but then you get on TikTok and act like you're like some, oh, what's going on here? Question mark.
Some
like,
revolutionist.
No. See, like it's just you're being stupid. All you could do is go on the Google machine that we all have.
Yeah.
And find out that there's a thing called fire breaks.
Right.
Right?
Research.
As a person who's fought fires and understands fire sciences, it's called a fire break. What you do is you make a controlled burn line of fire as like a border.
Right.
So you burn everything, say like a kilometer away from the actual wildfire.
Yeah.
So that it hits that controlled burn.
It's already like burned. So it can't spread.
Burn it. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
That's a controlled burn. Man, all's forest firefighting is damage control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you never
really. You protect the population.
You don't get it to the source, really.
Absolutely. So that, like, as soon as I see that shit, it's just like TikTok is really dumbing down our, general populace here in America.
And you were saying so this is a cycle.
So we'll hit TikTok after. It is a cycle. So it's a natural occurrence for forest fires. Like, what if humans weren't here? What would happen? Okay, so that would just burn uncontrolled, and then eventually it would put itself out. Fine enough. So what we're doing is we're fighting these fires, and what that does is it doesn't allow the underbrush below the canopy to burn up.
Right.
So if you go to other places that have had forest fires 3 to 5 years after, what does that show you? What do you see when you go to those places?
Regrowth.
Regrowth. And these things eat up CO2 like dogs, right?
Yeah. Dogs eat CO2?
No, like dogs. Dogs would eat.
Like dogs eating their food.
Yeah, I guess there's no really like comparison for plants eating CO2, but.
Right, I see what you're saying.
They do their job.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, like dogs would eat their kibble.
Right.
You know, right. They haven't been fed for a few days, like so they, drop down a bowl of kibble.
They love the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just a natural occurrence. So what we're doing is we're preventing the underbrush from being burnt up. So what it does is it creates a more perfect storm for wildfires to be even more extreme. Because right. All of this stuff hasn't been burnt up. It's like years in the making, really. Well, once it happens, it happens so quickly and so ferociously that it's just not, it's beyond the nature because we, as man, have manipulated nature for years, and now we're dealing with it.
Yes, that's true.
And fires are a bit of, like, so, you know, like, it's damage control for population, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want
to... Do you think this plays into climate change at all? Do you think climate change has anything to do with it?
See, that's a good question. That is really a really good question.
Because way, way, way back in the day, there were oceans where there's
desert. Actually seen something funny. And not funny, I should say. Very, like, thought-provoking. And let's look at what is at sea level. Where in the world is sea level? Just look at sea level.
Well, what I was just going to say is there's places that were cities that are underwater, and there's places that were underwater that are now cities.
Right. And that's just kind of like the natural cycle of, like, the world? Of Earth, or?
I guess. I don't know. Explain to me. You're the smart one.
So what I'm thinking here, my thought train here is...
But some of those cities are deep. You know what I mean? It's not like they're in, like, little shallow water. So it's like, how did the water shift?
I would have to get exact examples and look into it.
Where they are
at sea level and when. And, I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
No, but like there's underwater cities, right? Yes.
There's
ruins of cities underwater. Fact.
Okay.
And there's places like there's desert. Like the deserts were underwater at one point.
Okay.
Were they not? Like there are parts that are now desert that were underwater.
What we say is millennia ago.
And like look at Vegas. Their water supply is like shrinking like crazy.
Right, because we have more population there to drink it off.
Well, they're in a valley in the middle of the desert. But what I'm saying is that lake is going to eventually be no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. That's water has
to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. No, so, but look, all I'm saying is that a thought-provoking comment I heard was that, so let's look at all the cities that are at sea level right now. Can you go and get a mortgage at sea level right now?
I don't know. Never looked into buying a house at sea level.
You can.
Well, like Louisiana.
You could go buy a house somewhere.
Louisiana.
Why would the banks give you a 30-year mortgage if they think that the sea level's going to rise?
Well, it's a flood zone. You just pay higher insurance.
So they're just fine with it because insurance is going to cover it all across the world?
Pretty much.
London. Can you buy a property in South Africa? I don't know. It's just thought-provoking. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
That, like, is it really going to be that bad, or is it more of like a scam?
Right. Yeah, they're just selling you in this house and it's
on this eroding, on this like, climate, well, or climate change isn't really, but there's real
places in California that
I'm more of like a climate change, not global warming.
That's kind of your responsibility as a human to be like, well, if I'm gonna live on the edge of the water, I might like,
yeah, we're definitely putting the plus sign up.
Yeah,
right, like we're definitely putting the plus sign up, like,
yeah.
We're a variable to the equation. That's all.
Correct.
And what will that affect? We don't know until either we decide that it's too much or Mother Nature decides that it's too much and then it's too late for us, right?
Yeah. So I think we will be wiped out one day.
We don't have the capacity. We're too money driven to realize. To realize what we're really doing, man.
What we need to do is buy a CD.
History will repeat itself.
Into Waterworld.
History will repeat itself.
You ever seen Waterworld? Sea doo come in handy.
There's no reason why people don't make sea.
And a pontoon boat.
Dude, that is a phenomenal movie.
It is a classic, man. Great movie.
I remember I had a sunburn one time, and so bad. I got drunk, and I fell asleep on the beach. And, yeah, we're done with that other side anyway. So I got so drunk and I got a poutine and I rented Waterworld on VHS and went and just laid and watched Waterworld with like some like movie. Yeah, I was like, I'm so hurt that I just need like, you know,
a poutine and some yeah. A bottle of aloe vera and
yeah,
and water.
That's what it was. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I went and got like solocaine or something and just like
you're
sunburn ease.
And
yeah,
that's your like that's how you console yourself.
Yeah, I was just like, I need like a not home movie here.
I need Waterworld now.
Yeah, yeah. Get the sunburn off me. That's actually kind of funny. Maybe that's yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I needed Waterworld real bad, man. That badly. It's a good absolutely
movie. It's kind of like Mad Max-ish.
You know, it is, like yeah.
Apocalyptic.
It is, yeah.
And they're like absolutely, barbarians man. In the water.
Oh, yeah.
They're just fucking at war or whatever for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what humans do.
Yeah, and he's like,
you got a raft, the I actor. Got a raft. Let's fight each other.
What's the actor's name?
I'm drawing a blank myself.
He's killer, though.
Yeah.
Does a lot of good movies. He does the baseball movie, right?
I want to say a name, but I don't know. Kevin Costner.
Yeah. So just so you know, on future episodes, I'm terrible with names, but amazing with faces.
Yeah, I was not going to say Kevin Costner. I could picture him, but I was like, I had the wrong name.
Yeah, and he was actually in something I watched recently, but that doesn't really matter.
Dude, I watched a movie last night, and Tom Cruise is in it, and it is
called... Center Tooth?
No.
He's a center tooth? You ever looked that up?
No, what's that?
He's got one tooth that's in, like, the middle of his face.
Does he actually?
Yeah. Like, if you look up his symmetry, it's really? Awesome. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, because, like, look at me, man.
No, yeah, I get it, but, like,
yeah. Like, he's a center tooth. Well, I'm a fucking five. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter to me, man. But, like, honestly, it's kind of funny. All right, Jake, we got, what are you listening to, watching, movies, TV shows, albums? What do you got today?
I was watching a movie last night.
Nice.
On the old Netflix.
That's a good resource.
It's okay. Yeah, you got to watch it every, like, 2 weeks to a month.
I actually got something on there, too.
If you watch it too frequent, you run out of stuff.
Did you see D.B. Cooper on there?
No, what's that?
The guy that jumped out of the plane?
No.
And had a heist on the plane?
No, there's a new Arnold documentary, which looks pretty cool.
And FUBAR with Arnold, too.
Yeah. But
it's pretty cool.
That looks kind of corny. I don't know.
It's like, it's just a good watch. It's not like, let's not break ground over it, but...
It's no Jingle All the Way.
No.
That's for sure.
No. But, anyways, like, it's Netflix quality of 80%,
I would American say. Made with Tom Cruise.
Hamlin Tomatoes is 80% on FUBAR.
Hamlin Tomatoes?
70%, I would say, actually, realistically. 70% on Hamlin Tomatoes.
That's more than I thought it would be. So maybe I'll
That's what
it.
I'm saying, yeah. Like a good... I don't like doing even numbers either, so we'll say 69% on Hamlin Tomatoes. What do you got?
I got American Made. It's this movie about a pilot, and he flies drugs and guns and motorcycles, and it's based on a true story all around the world. And he works for the CIA, so he's, like, always protected. He, like, goes to jail for smuggling. And then at the end, like, the DEA, the FBI, the state police, like, everybody's onto this dude. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's a good movie. Worth a watch. Tom Cruise, they always make him look taller than he really is. Did you notice that?
So, like, if you look up into director, basically, like, it's... It's an art, man. It actually is an art.
How to portray, like, him to look like a bigger person. Because he's short. Man. He's short as hell.
So what you do is you get, like, actors that you can are shorter around him. Like stage double. Actors. So like
a double.
Yeah. Or, like, but, like, I'm saying, like, you would have, like, the people surrounding him, supporting cast.
Would all be short.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. And also there's ways to angle cameras up.
Because, like, I almost didn't think it was him. Yeah. I was like, what's going on here? Because looks a little different. He's aging.
They angle the cameras
and
up and
like,
up.
He's, like, tall. And I'm like, yep. Tom Cruise isn't tall.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot of the shots were, like, from the ground up kind of thing, yep. Like, of him walking. Cause
yeah, as soon as you know that, you'll realize it that's actual director, like, filmology. I don't know, man. I'm just a hack. But as far as I'm concerned, yeah, no, it's a real thing, man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good movies.
Yes, sir.
But he's a Scientologist, so I can't really...
No, he's done with that.
He's done with Scientology.
Yeah, he acts that, man. Yeah, wow. he like...
paid
yeah.
enough money.
Man, we drove by a Scientology church in... Or whatever you call it.
That's a church,
place.
I think.
Scientology church in Tennessee.
Worship.
Shannon's like, oh, that building's really cool. And she's like, that's Scientology. I was like, that's the first actual Scientology thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's real, though. It's there.
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, it's as bad as any religion you could...
Have you ever seen the South Park episode?
Of Scientology?
Yeah.
I've seen...
It explains
I would think I've seen all South Park episodes, but I can't recall
that
one.
But not fresh
one.
On the brain. No. So it explains Scientology, but it sounds ridiculous, but it's actually how Scientology is. Like this Lord Xenu fucking came to the planet and... it's crazy.
I better watch that. But then, as far as I'm concerned...
Everybody in that, all those celebrities, pay a lot of money.
Sure.
To into that church or whatever you want to call it.
Let's listen. There's only one person you need to be at peace with. That's you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Like,
yeah.
Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror,
just do
and
good.
Say, am I okay with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, do good. And if you're not okay with it and you're a piece of shit, then you're already just a piece of shit and religion ain't going to change it. So yeah. I'm talking to the wrong fucking person here. So whatever, man. Just honestly, man, just be a good person.
I get it.
And Scientology ain't going to change it. There's been so many, like, look what the Catholic churches did.
Yeah.
And we're just going to get away from that. And, like, people are like, oh, are you going to put your kid into the, you know, like, our Catholic school out here? I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Like, religion has no place in education.
No.
No place. And after all that, like, how do we even have Catholic anything anymore?
And, like, yeah.
How do you even go to that place?
Religion's just a way of life.
I would just mosey on. Religion's like a way of life.
It's like when people, yeah,
it's sheep culture.
No, I'm like everyone has a religion at some way, shape, or form. Like you believe in a god or you don't believe in a god. If you don't believe in a god, you're an atheist. If you believe in a god, well, then you're Christian or Buddha or whatever you are, Hindu.
Okay, well, maybe so I'm just a gluttonist because like I think that there is something.
It's like a lifestyle. It's like just the way you live. Like you talking about looking in the mirror and you're like, and you're just like, okay, let's do some good.
Okay, but I feel
like they go to church, treat it like an activity.
Okay, well, I feel like if you need to search out and find something like that, like, and I'm not going to say that I'm right or wrong. And if you do that, I'm just going to cut it dry right now. If you do that, that's fine. But in my opinion and how I feel is that it's literally...
Some people are just searching, man, and some people don't have all the answers. Some people haven't eaten mushrooms like me and you and don't. Like having like opened up your mind a little bit and you're like, okay, we're just like a small thing on this big giant planet. And like, you know, you get like a grasp of life. Like,
exactly.
Everybody eats.
You need to feel like you've got a purpose.
You need, well, but at the same time, you need to feel small. You need to feel like a speck of dust in the universe. Like nothing.
That's
like you're
ego
like,
crushing and eye opening at the same
time. It's like when people think they're like, I'm super important. It's like, no, you're not. You're just like a little tiny, like little organism. You're like a little bug.
Yeah. Actually, Carl Sagan said it really well. Really, really well.
How did he say it?
You know what? I don't have it on me right now. But if you look it up,
more material.
It was the last photo Voyager sent back to Earth on its way out of their solar system. And it's basically like every person you know. Every person that's ever been, every story you've ever read, that's it. Period. That's it.
That's deep, man.
Absolutely, man. It's and true. Then on it went.
It's true.
So, yeah, you said it really well on that, man.
That's cool, man.
It is.
Deep.
Real deep.
Nice, though. Breaking news from a report to the shareholders coming at you live. In today's top stories, we have a BC man who found a supposed meteorite in his swimming pool. Is it a rock? Is it a turd? Who knows? My instant theory from the photos in the article, I think it's a turd. I don't know if teenagers came into the pool at night, left the dookie on the way out. Or if, you know, maybe an airplane.
That would be a huge Glenn move.
Or
16-year-old Glenn.
Yeah. Yeah, that would. The ultimate upper. That's worse than an upper decker.
Yeah, sorry A to anybody who I ever.
Actually, I don't know. What's worse, that or an
upper decker? What? I've never done that, but I've seen someone do that. Let's just put it that way.
I've seen someone take a shit in a urinal.
You know, guilty by association.
Yeah.
Right?
You didn't do it, but you watched it go down and didn't stop the situation.
So what did he say? Like, what's his case? He woke up in the morning and there was a potential poop. He called the cops. There's a potential poop in his yard.
Yeah. It says meteorite or mud, mysterious rock lands in BC man's pool. And it really just looks like. It looks like he got Joe Dirted. Joe Dirt finds a big old turd. You know, he finds a space rock.
Really?
And he eats the ketchup and fries. Have you never seen Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
He finds a meteorite. He thinks it's a meteorite. This world's fucking so fucked up. And he's like eating ketchup and fries off of it. And it turns out it's a big piece of shit.
Oh, yes.
So you got yourself space turd.
Yes. He tries to, like, make money off this fucking thing.
Here's a quote from the man. I was kind of stunned and just kind of studied it for a little while.
Jesus Christ.
He said, okay, this is what leads me to think it's a shit. He said the object had already started to disintegrate in the water. Like, a meteorite is like a rock. It's like a mineral. It's
it would sink as hard as fuck.
It's not just going to fall apart.
Like, it's been that. Like, it's been through our atmosphere. It's still going to be porous enough to float in your pool, I don't think. I don't know the chemistry between
that. But here's some evidence against. It didn't cloud up and dissipate. It just dropped to the shallow end, right at the bottom in a ball. Hey, but I mean, I've had some sinkers and some floaters, man. Oh, it could just be a sinker.
I'm like a man of poop. You could study my poops for probably a whole career.
You got lots of variations.
Oh my god!
So I think it could be a sinker, and
from black to, you know, what's the other color? Only white, I guess. I've had every color under the sun.
He decided to wake up his wife and tell her what happened, and they decided to drain the pool to get the material. Why wouldn't they just dive down?
Do they not know what chlorine is?
They drain the whole pool.
Do they not know what chlorine is?
Yeah. Like, well, obviously not.
Why do you shock your pool?
We called our pool guy, and he started pumping it out.
So you let birds shit in there all year long. All year long, birds can shit in your pool. No probs. Rabbits, raccoons, deer, moose, all good. But as soon as potentially a human poops in your pool, game over. Let's waste a million, like, how many meters cubed is that? Like,
a good chunk.
Jeez, you could have put, you know, like, all these wildfires out. You know, you could have done a good damage on that. You just drain it. You drain your pool.
This guy says it's a 1 in a million find.
No, this guy's a bozo.
I don't know about that.
This guy's a bozo.
He says they could see crystals in it, but
no. You know. So he drained his pool for it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I want to find this BC man and give his head a shake for an Ontario man. Ontario man wants to give BC man a head a shake. Headline. What?
I guess in 2021, there's a related article on a lady.
So you didn't see Caddyshack. He didn't see, you know, any
turd in the pool.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, he woke his wife up.
Yeah.
I should be like, honey. It could be a poop. It could be a meteorite. I don't know. Come investigate with me.
They said they seen a flash, but I don't know. I'm gonna go with someone shit in his pool.
Wow.
But who knows? Who does know?
You know what? This is why BC man's BC man.
Yeah, that's true. This kind of shit wouldn't happen in Ontario.
It could, but I think that it wouldn't. Hopefully.
No, we don't build giant binoculars here.
No, we don't.
We don't have Sasquatch sightings.
We got other things on our mind.
We're not sustainable.
No. We're just the workhorse for all the sustainability.
We're just, yeah.
You know.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Just keep the income coming so we can be sustainable.
Ontario.
Yeah.
Keep it alive.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Holy.
Berta's kind of there with us, but
all right. So if you find a meteor or a potential poop in your pool, just deal with it, and you don't really need to make a headline over it.
I wouldn't say you need to pump out all your water either.
That's the thing that bugs me. I think, like, of all of it, like, why did you do that?
And this is on global news. This is a national.
But, like, that's what I'm saying, headline. Like, so that what you do is, like, you close your pool down. Like, have you ever closed a pool down or anything?
You've never
done that before?
I used to clean swimming pools.
Yeah, so, like, I've done my grandpa's, like, I did my grandpa's when I was growing up, and it would be, you just basically just throw the pool cover over it, shut the pump down, blow lines out, and that water would sit there, and then when you'd start a pool up, you would pull the cover off, and you would shock the pool, so it's whatever's there.
Right.
So, like, are you not telling me that, like, think about what that water is.
Right.
And then you're going to go ahead and drain your whole pool after a potential poop? Like,
I just don't get why he wouldn't have, like...
You know, I've sharded in lots of pools.
What about the pool skimmer, the little net?
Why exactly. Just, like, there's so many questions.
Yeah.
There's so many questions on this guy.
Yeah. went about it the wrong
way. So,
for sure.
You know what? I'm going to say...
And I'm certainly probably not going to call the news.
No. Ontario man... Next headline is going to be Ontario man gives BC man's head a shake. That'll be the next headline we
just
have.
It's called global. They'll put it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? That's all I want to know. Why?
And tell them to mention our podcast too.
Yeah. Yeah. Run...
Get that on global news.
Report to the shareholders. Yeah. May you please... Give this man's head a shake.
Okay, are we going to go into sorries and take backs or sorry-a's? Sorry-a.
Yeah, I got one sorry-a from today. It's for people who need or want a powered-assisted van, you know, like if you need the tailgate to pop up for you because your arms aren't strong enough or... I don't know. I honestly have no idea why, but like we survived to this point and then now all of a sudden you need it. I don't know, but if you need it.
So your sorries to anyone with power minivan doors.
All the power to you. No pun intended. Woo!
That was a good one. That was a good one.
But yes, Jake, on to you, buddy.
I don't know who I should say sorry to. I'm not sorry to the e-bike owners because they're fucking insane.
I know. I wouldn't even get close to that. I wouldn't even touch that with a 10-foot pole, baby.
No.
We get the Canadian version. I wouldn't even get close to that with a 2-meter pole, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. As a serious sorry, I'm sorry to anybody that's involved with the fires because that fucking sucks.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I am sorry for that. Yeah. People lose homes. People lose lives.
Pets.
Yeah. Property.
Not good.
Belongings, sentimental things like we talked about last episode. Yeah. Like, yeah, obviously that's just, it's really fucked up.
All my shit burning.
Can I have one aside before we cut this out? Now that you bring that up. Okay. So I didn't really respect the fact that California was having some wildfires a few years ago. And I am a record collector and I follow Mobile Fidelity. So I hadn't really respected the fact that California was having wildfires, and they posted what records would you save out of a fire?
Yeah.
So I wrote back and I was like, I'd fight the fire.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So nothing really to me, right? And I was just kind of laughing, like, because like I would. Like, yeah. If it was a fire, like for my records, I'd fight the fire, right? Like, if I could, I would. And then I get a message back from Mobile Fidelity saying that we're sorry we had to delete your comment for it was insensitive to people like realistically Californians dealing with these firefighters losing their shit.
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa. Yeah. So I read that part and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, wow, man, I'm a dick. But then they're like, oh, well, we appreciate that. Like, you're a firefighter. So what's your address? And we'll send you some swag.
Oh, yeah.
And
why are you on the team at your work or something?
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I was like, you know what? I was like, you know, I don't feel really bad about that because I was a direct responder at work.
Yeah.
I'm not now, but I was, right. You know, and I've done fire training. I've done a lot of fire training over my years at work. Right. And they sent me so I gave them my size of shirt. They asked me for my size of shirt, my address. And the shit shows up at my door. Sure enough, I got a Mobile Fidelity shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Mobile Fidelity, man. And
hooking it up.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So sorry, Jake, to control your sorry, eh? I don't mean to do that, but
sorry to anybody who's ever had stuff burn down.
Yes, sir.
Fire sucks.
All right. Well,
unless you're camping, fire sucks.
I'll speak for Jake when I say
I'm done. Do what you want. Pull the plug.
All right. Keep your stick on the ice.
Keep your stick on the ice, friends. Thank you for listening to A Report to the Shareholders. If you'd like to contact us for interaction on any future episodes, please do so at areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Again, that is areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Thank you.